Let us start our devotion with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good time that you give it to us. For some people, they still sleeping. For some people, they need to work. But for us, we have time and opportunity come to you. That's why we pray that Holy Spirit speak to us and also bless for those who are hearing from the live streaming. We pray that the word really become a blessing for our life, spiritual life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I want to share from John chapter 20, verse 17. So, Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God." So, brothers and sisters, as we know that the writer of the Gospel of John, according to the tradition, is John the disciple. And usually, if we read the whole book of the book of John, we see that the writer never reveal his name, but he always write disciple whom Jesus loved. From this quote, actually, he want to show us his personality. Number one, maybe he doesn't want to seem that too arrogant by saying his name. In Indonesia, when we speak to someone, some people, they don't want to say his name, just want to make a little bit humble, something like that. But the other side, when I think through, I think by saying disciple whom Jesus loved, John want to show us his purpose, that he really have stress on relationship. So this guy want to show us relationship between what he has write on the book of John. If you remember, on the beginning of the book of John, John chapter 1, verse 12, he wrote, "Whoever believe get the power, become son of God." Son of God. So John stressing to us the blessing of believing Jesus Christ, become son of God or daughter of God. In many preaching, we hear that the blessing of the resurrection is peace be with you, don't be afraid. Usually the pastor speak like this. And then if you remember, maybe one of the pastor maybe have ever said that, in the Bible there are 365 words, don't be afraid. But actually, I try to search, there are not 365. I don't know where they get this quote. But for me, of course, the blessing of the resurrection is don't be afraid. And the blessing of resurrection is peace be with you. But then, brothers and sisters, if we go back to John chapter 20, yeah, what we read just now is the first conversation between Jesus and the believer. Yeah, between Jesus and the believer. And the first conversation tell us, number one, yeah, stop clinging to me. You can imagine that Mary, very sad, and then now she know that Jesus at the back, and then she suddenly cling Jesus and hold it like a children don't want to let Jesus go. That's why Jesus say, I have not ascended to the Father. Yeah. For this sentence, we need to remember, maybe Jesus want to tell Mary, oh, no worry, we still have time. We still have time. And then, but go to my brethren and say to them, go to my brethren. So this is the first blessing from the resurrection. Go to my brethren. That means Jesus called his disciple as my brethren. Number two, and then Jesus said, I ascend to my Father and to your Father. The second blessing is your Father, my Father, also your Father. Number three, my God and your God. So this is three blessings of the resurrection. My brethren, my Father, your Father, and my God and your God. So have you ever meditate these three blessings? Yeah, three blessings. Then I said this is the first blessing, because after this, Jesus always, when he appeared, he always say, don't be afraid, peace be with you. But before peace be with you and don't be afraid, these three words is speak by Jesus to Mary. My brethren, my Father, your Father, not our Father. Yeah, not our Father, not our God, but my. Of course, brothers and sisters, by saying this, there are something that Jesus want to remind Mary and us who read this Bible. Now, before I go to this relationship, let me tell you that relationship is the losing bridge that we lose, or people lose, or human lose after they fall to the sin. In Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, we can see that God speak to Adam and Eve very easily. But and then after that, they fall to the sin, then God need to sacrifice an animal to cover their body, and also that blood is to represent it, the sin that already paid by the animal. And then in the book of Exodus, we can see that God, Moses cannot speak face to face with God. Yeah, face to face with God. And then after that, brothers and sisters, if you really read the Bible closely, you can see that the beginning prophet is look that they can speak very close. But after that, like minor prophet or major prophet, you can see that they are not too close, too close. Even in the time of Jesus, yeah, when the priest want to do offering, yearly offering, they need to throw the like a kind of lucky draw, who will do this ministry. How come, brothers and sisters? Because it seems that human is more far from God year by year. And the prophet of Isaiah said, the gap between me and you is your sin. So sin can make the bridge become longer and longer, longer and longer. So I can see that the first thing that disappear from human life when they fall to the sin is the relationship. The relationship. And now, brothers and sisters, we thanks God when Jesus died on the cross, He make new bridge for us. That's why on the seventh sentence on the cross, there are one word called tetelestai, that means it is finished. What is finished? Finished means the bridge is finished, built by His blood. No wonder, brothers and sisters, you can see that from the temple of God, the garden from up to down is open. Now we can go to the Father. Now the bridge is already built by the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus. And then after that, Jesus told to Mary, result of the relationship is, brethren, my Father, your Father, my God, and your God. So this statement is not the thinking of John, but this statement is come from Jesus, who tell us, I bring you new relationship. So Christianity is not a ritual religion, but Christianity is the relationship between we and God. Oh, so this is the first blessing, and this is the complete blessing. So what is in your mind when you say God as your Father? Now your turn to say. How do you digest this sentence when you say your God is my Father? We have time.
Thank you, Jason.
I think about like inheritance. It's a gift, something that I didn't earn, but that I can still, you know, claim and be happy about.
Yeah.
Just when I think of God's Father, I think of my relationship with my children, right?
Yeah.
What I do for my kids.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone had point. My was.
I think same like you guys.
So.
That's another good point. We're not, when you have a father, you're equal with all your brothers.
Yeah.
You're not really above or below.
Yeah. So same, yeah. Last night, I just come back from church. Finished ministry and Kadia at home. After a few days, she went to Taiwan, have good time with a friend.
And then the first thing, when Kadia saw me, she hugged me. Now I see my father hug me. Yeah. So, yeah, brothers and sisters, when we talk about God as our Father, we have peace, we have intimacy, yeah. We also have something like insurance, hope, everything. Yeah, that cause us have no fear and peace. Today, after salvation, what's the next? The next is walk together with our God as Father. Salvation is the opening, but relationship with Father never ending. And if you read the book of Romans, yeah, you also can find another blessing called inheritance. Yeah, we are a group of people who have inheritance in the heaven. In Hong Kong, although we don't have a rich father, but at least when we pay MPF, we have a little bit. We have a little bit. Yeah. Sometimes we want to put a lot. We want to put a lot so that we have feel peace after 65. I no need to work. I have some saving, and also, yeah, I can go around. It seems sometimes our thinking forget, and usually we always want to do more than God do for us, yeah, more than God do for us. To worry, yeah, prepare everything, but God said, "No worry." My protection, my providence for you is day by day. And no wonder when Israel come out from Egypt, they can get the manna. But the Bible said, no need to take too much because I give you day by day. So this is the result of the relationship. Result of the relationship. In about 2 weeks, I will have my leave. I will go to Indonesia. Even my wife, no need to worry what she need to eat as long as she walk with me as a husband. As a father, when our kids still young, we go together. They never prepare everything. They never prepare anything. Just they follow their father. Father, we prepare everything. If I ask my kid, have you ever think after finish school, will your father cook for you? What kind of food? No, I never think. But what I found is whenever I go home, there is a food on the table. Yeah. This is a kind of human illustration that want to tell us what God has do for us. So by hearing this, I hope we can have new hope after we know resurrection. Not only don't be afraid or peace be with you, but the first of the blessing of resurrection is relationship. Keep this relationship. Yeah, we need to live as a person who know God. Yeah, as a person who know God. If I walk with someone like 1 or 2, 3 years, maybe I will follow the way they speak, the way they walk, or the way they eat. But my question after we have relationship with God, do also have something similar with God. And the third, of course, the person who have relationship with God, the Bible said, they walk, they never tired. They fly, they never falling down, because God who hold their hand. May God bless us this morning as a person who have relationship with God. Amen.